And what do we know about the first criminal charges to come from FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of possible Trump campaign ties to Russia? Today, former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort and his business associate and deputy on the campaign, Rick Gates, were charged with 12 counts, including conspiracy, money laundering, and making false statements about tens of millions of dollars Manafort earned as a lobbyist in Ukraine when he consulted for the Russian-backed president there. Manafort and Gates turned themselves into the FBI this morning. Unsealed records revealed a third person, former Trump foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos, pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his meeting with Russians. Carrie Johnson is NPR's Justice Department correspondent. She has been busy today reading these indictments. Carrie, just overall, how big a moment is this?
It's a big moment. Just 5 months or so into the investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his team of about 16 lawyers and additional FBI agents, we have criminal charges unveiled today against three people, including a guilty plea from a man described as a foreign policy advisor to President Donald Trump's campaign last year, George Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos had acknowledged that he lied to the FBI about the nature and extent of his contacts with Russians and people close to Russia in the course of last year's campaign.
Yeah, these were documents that were actually unsealed today that show that he had already been arrested and pled guilty earlier this month. And let's start there briefly. This was about a meeting that he had with Russians?
A series of contacts. Papadopoulos at the time last year was based in London. The federal court papers suggest he had a meeting with a professor in London who had close ties to the Russian government, and then also a series of linkages with a woman at different points was described as a niece or a relative of Vladimir Putin. It turns out, according to the U.S. government, she was not actually Putin's niece, but instead somebody with close ties to the Russian foreign ministry. There were lots of ongoing dialogue about forging better ties between the U.S. and Russia, according to court papers. And Papadopoulos wanted to facilitate a meeting between people in Russia, high levels of the Russian government, and high levels of Donald Trump's presidential campaign in the course of last year's election.
Okay, and he has pled guilty to those charges. Go to Paul Manafort. The indictment accuses this former campaign chair of laundering more than $18 million. Now, before the Trump campaign, Manafort was a consultant with the then Russian-backed president of Ukraine, who was toppled. Manafort was fired from the Trump campaign when news came out about these undisclosed payments, up to $12 million, that he received for that work in Ukraine. So what does this indictment say? Is there a sense that this is money that he was paid and wanted to get into the country, you know, untaxed? Or was he squirreling out money for the toppled Russian-backed president of Ukraine?
Some tough words in this grand jury indictment, 31-page grand jury indictment about Paul Manafort, accusing him of creating a series of offshore bank accounts to funnel $75 million in earnings or proceeds from his lobbying efforts, then failing to report that to the FBI, the IRS, or the Justice Department as an unregistered foreign agent. In fact, Robin, the sense is that, according to this indictment, that Manafort wanted to fund his lavish lifestyle by cheating, by not paying taxes. And the court filings suggest he paid for landscaping at properties in the Hamptons, paid for a BMW, paid for a Rolls Royce, clothing at a boutique in Beverly Hills. Mm. A lot of allegations that would look kind of bad in front of a jury if a jury eventually hears this case.
Well, you know, not paying your taxes, that's one thing. But is there a sense that this was, you know, just the money that he was paid for the work he did, $18 million or $12 million? Or is there a sense that he was also working, you know, with a Russian-backed toppled president to get money out of Ukraine?
The court papers don't dwell on the Russian ties or Russian allegations. The court papers, the indictment is quite clear that it relates to money laundering and a series of failures by Manafort and his right-hand man, Rick Gates, to disclose the source of funds and failures to disclose their lobbying. In fact, the DOJ says that over the course of last year, starting in September, Manafort and Gates allegedly lied repeatedly to the Justice Department and the FBI and caused their bookkeepers and lawyers to lie up to and including January 2017 about the fact of this lobbying and the sources of the funds that they moved. $75 million total, about $18 million that Manafort allegedly laundered illegally, and about $3 million that Rick Gates moved through accounts here in the U.S.
Rick Gates, again, a Manafort's kind of business guy. But Gates stayed on the campaign after Manafort left. then until recently worked at a Trump-aligned political action committee. The president tweeted out after the news this morning, "Sorry, but this is years ago, before Paul Manafort was part of the Trump campaign. As you and I were just saying, actually some of it extends." He writes, the president writes, "Why aren't crooked Hillary and the Dems the focus?" And here's Kellyanne Conway on Fox before the charges and the guilty plea were revealed.
As the president has said, everybody's fully cooperating, and we'll let these investigations, there are three of them, one in the House, one in the Senate, one by Mr. Mueller and his very expansive large team of attorneys, going forward. But the president has also made very clear as recently as this weekend that he considers this a hoax.
The president and his allies did have like a Twitter storm over the weekend trying to deflect attention and say this investigation is a hoax. Why not? Something should be done now about Hillary Clinton. But what is the buzz in Washington, Carrie, about this?
Well, the guilty plea today of George Papadopoulos, one of President Trump's foreign policy advisors, suggests that neither George Papadopoulos nor special counsel Robert Mueller view this investigation as a hoax. And there are numerous avenues available to investigators moving forward, both in the special counsel's office and in the House and the Senate side, with respect to who Papadopoulos was communicating with about his contacts with Russia last year during the campaign. This is far from over. In fact, it's only just begun.
Carrie Johnson, NPR's Justice Department correspondent. Thank you.
You're welcome.